Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast,
as seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favorite comfort fragrance.
All right, Maria, what's been on your screen? What's going to be on your screen? What have you been looking at?
I saw an interesting thing today online about the worst TV series endings ever.
Oh, that's good.
So this is voted by IMDb.
So yeah, people, so they rate every episode. Yeah.
So number five, worst TV finale of all time.
All right, of a series is... Yeah,
2.5 Men.
Okay, I wonder what happened to the end of Two and a Half Men that it was so bad.
Charlie Sheen had already been killed off.
Yes.
And I think that people just thought, well, it wasn't...
Wasn't what it could have been.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. So that's number five.
Number five. Number four... Dexter.
Now, I loved Dexter when it came out first. And then as it went on and on, I didn't really enjoy it as much.
I'm nervous about giving what actually happens in the episode.
Well, yeah, maybe...
Are you allowed?
No, let's maybe... I know it's been ages, but let's just avoid spoilers if we can. But you can give us a... If you can give us a vague idea of
someone
why...
Someone dies.
Someone dies. There you go, lads. Someone dies. People didn't like it. Someone dies. Okay.
Yeah, so that was number four.
Right. Number three.
Number three, Killing Eve.
All right. Again, let me guess. Someone dies. It's called Killing Eve.
Yeah. Someone dies.
Right. Again, not happy.
No, it was 2022. I mean...
I know, but sure, Dexter was probably even earlier. But it's see, here's the thing, right? This is really helpful, though.
Yeah.
Because if you're like me, I don't mind watching a bad movie.
Yeah.
I don't mind that at all. Because a movie's 2 hours long, by and large. And by the time it's over, you're like, ugh, that was terrible. Or actually, really enjoy that or whatever.
Yeah.
But at least it's 2 hours and it's done. I remember watching Your Honor, the show of Bryan Cranston.
I loved that.
I enjoyed it. I thought as a concept, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great idea. You know, the son, something goes wrong with the judge's son, and then the judge is dragged into an underworld that he wouldn't usually be in. I thought it was a great idea. However, it got to the end of it, and it ended. And again, just in case anyone hasn't seen it, I won't spoil it. And I just went, really? And it's 10 episodes, right? And 10 episodes doesn't sound like a lot. But when you've got kids and you're rushing around, you're trying to sit down with your other half just to watch an episode or something.
Yeah.
That must have taken us, I'd say, 8 weeks, 2 months to watch. And got the, and that
it's
was
a big build up.
That
yeah.
was it for me. I drew a line there with my wife in the sand and I said, I'm sorry, Tracy. You can go ahead and watch any series you want. I obviously will watch ones with dragons, Game of Thrones and House of Dragon. You won't watch them. But anything else, if you see it and you go, do you want to watch like Bad Sisters? Do you want to watch The White Lotus? No. Just go ahead and watch them all. And I haven't watched another series other than the ones I love.
But things
since.
Like that leave it open for the next season.
No.
You're not into it.
It just took so long to find out. It should have been a movie.
I do remember feeling a little bit let down at that, I have to say.
Okay, sorry. So that's me rant over.
But
anyway.
Loved it.
Yeah, but I think this is very helpful. So Two and a Half Men, Dexter, Killing Eve. Number two?
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
It's not number one.
A lot of people did hate the series finale of Game of Thrones. I didn't.
One of my favorite memes that has ever been created was the picture of the horse. Unbelievably drawn. All the way through, right up until the arse.
And then it's drawn like...
in pencil by a kid.
Yeah, I remember.
So Game of Thrones is the second.
Okay.
And the first, the worst final to a TV series ever.
Right.
According to IMDb. House of Cards.
I never watched it.
See, everything was veiled in controversy with Kevin Spacey.
Of course, yeah.
And he wasn't in season six.
Right.
So I think just people went into it with a bad feeling anyway.
Right, okay.
So it was never going to come out on top. But just
kind of all unravelled.
Yeah, which is rubbish for the people that worked on it, you know?
Yeah.
But then that spurred me on, right? To go and find out the best TV finales.
Good shout, Maria.
Because we don't want to look at the negative.
No,
we want to look at the positive.
We're positive pollies here on Dave Moore and Today FM.
So I'm going to give you the five, right? We'll go from five... So the fifth...
That's how it works. When you start to go from five, you start with the fifth one. Yeah,
I was scrolling. The fifth best TV
show
series
ending,
finale went to Chernobyl.
Okay, great series. Okay, maybe I did Chernobyl after Your Honor. I don't know. Anyway, great series.
I think when it's a true story like that, it hits different. Number four, Star Wars: The Clone Wars.
Okay. Never watched it, but I know a lot of people loved it.
Number three, Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Again.
I feel like I'm at an awards show.
It's animated or something. Never watched it.
It is animated, yeah. Mm. Number two, 6 Feet Under.
Oh, okay.
Didn't watch that?
No, American one. I remember it from
the
90s.
These are ones you have to put on your list now.
Yeah, but at least you know that got good endings. Yeah.
And number one.
Go on.
I'm going to play a clip and see do you recognise this from the very last scene of this series.
The Monkees got voted as the best ending ever. No, I don't know what that
they
is.
They did
what
have a
it?
TV show years ago.
I loved it.
You don't know that?
No.
Breaking Bad.
Ah.
It scored a 9.9 on IMDb. Wow. For the best TV finales.
I never got to the end of Breaking Bad because after...
Oh, that was a big spoiler for you then, was it?
Yeah, it's when they sang that song. They were building for the whole 5 seasons. Yeah, after the airplane crashed over Bryan Cranston's house and the stuff fell out of the sky, that was very convenient. I went, lads, I'm out.
Again?
And, yeah.
You are a tough audience.
I am, I don't mean to be. I'm you know me, I'm full of hyperbole. Someone, everything's the best thing ever.
I know, for someone but, that thinks every movie they've seen is better than the last.
Yeah. Didn't work for me, I'm afraid. It's true. You were laughing because it's so accurately describing me. I did see a movie the weekend called Land of Bad.
Best
with Russell
movie you've
Crowe
ever seen.
And one of the Hemsworths. Best movie ever, lads. So good.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.